Blog Talk Radio.
Gotcha. I'm a part of the Fellowship of the Unashamed. I have Holy Spirit power. I've stepped over the line. The decision has been made. I'm a disciple of His. I won't look back, let up, slow down, back away, or be still. My past redeemed, my present makes sense, my future is secure. I'm finished and done with low living, sight walking, small planning, smooth knees, colorless dreams, tame vision, worldly talking, cheap giving, and dwarf goals. I no longer need preeminence, position, promotion, applause, or popularity. I don't have to be right first, tops, recognized, praised, regarded, or rewarded. I now live by faith, lean on His presence, walk by patience. I am uplifted by prayer and labor and power. My face is set, my grade is fast, my goal is heaven. My road is narrow, my way is rough. My companions are few, my God reliable, my mission is clear.
Thanksgiving, everybody. Welcome, 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 welcome. It's good to be back here on Blog Talk Radio, talking about Jesus, God, and the Holy Ghost, doing the work of the ministry. And so, today, we're driving across northern Michigan, or Wisconsin and Michigan, on our way back to Michigan for Thanksgiving. And there's just no way to effectively do this internet thing with a Facebook or YouTube. But this works really good. And we'll just get each of you connecting up with us. So today we'll just be talking and having a good time and doing a little at a time, slowly getting everybody connected here. But this is a very powerful platform, because when you don't have extremely good signal, then it gives you the ability to be on here. And you know, like Brother Dan's taught us all along through it, if we'd have just listened to him as loudly as he was saying it. That he would turn Facebook on, and then he would also turn on Blog Talk Radio. With Blog Talk Radio, he could get the audio. And then if he wants to make a a comment, he could hook up to Facebook also. And so I think it's a pretty cool thing. We'll get it figured out. This is what we know. We're going to continually stand strong in the mission that God has given to us to pray for this great nation. And the farther we get into this thing, the more we understand that God is truly, truly led us in a very specific path. And we are a part of a very, very large work in God that is just absolutely amazing what our God is doing. It's just absolutely amazing. And so here we go. I'm driving across northern Wisconsin. Wisconsin actually has snow on the ground a little bit. And the deer hunters are out. I haven't seen this many trees in our whole time since we left Michigan the last time. I think it's a very interesting situation. This is pretty cool. We turned on after the program was done last night, I went back in to make sure everything was up to date with Blog Talk Radio because I changed my debit card since the last time he was on. And received a 50% discount. So, thank God for good things. Why won't you let me see what that says? If you've never taken US-2, across northern Michigan and Wisconsin. This is a beautiful stretch of road up here. And, oh, you know what we can do. Somewhere, we can just call people. Host. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, the signal's really low here. There we go. Next. Next. Finish. There you go. Now we got it. See if that lets me move it like this. Listen. Testing 1, 2, 3. Here we are. And one by a signal. Yeah, they changed that phone number. Been bought out or something. Anyways, I'm just going to stay on here because Blog Talk Radio will stay unless I lose signal completely. And there might be a few blank spots, but yeah, there you go. Well, it'll keep coming right up.
Here, now we're getting one.
There we go. We'll just stay here. I don't know why you're trying to do that to me, but I'm not interested in it at all. There's the call-in host number. That's still there. There we go. Now we're back to signal. The thing of it is, even though signal may be sparse here, we can actually go in and edit it. Do what?
Leisha Fred request.
So anyways, good morning. It's a good morning to be here. And I'm just going to stay on here so people can connect. And then sooner or later we'll see them. I'm supposed to be able to call people. End the episode. Invite guest co-host. Audio clips. All right. So anybody listening, this is a test run. Oh, look here. See that short link down there? At the bottom? Pink short link.
Oh, yeah?
You can copy that. Share. Hit the share button.
There is
right there.
Oh.
And you can share that, right, Messenger? Nope. There you go. Have to slide that up. And go stand.
Should I put that on? Yeah.
Write a message and put the phone number in there. Anyways, while she's clicking in the background, I'll just keep talking, going over a bridge right now, beautiful pine trees, a whole bunch of birch.
Did it copy that? Like, can I copy and paste that to the, then I'd have to get out of here. I was going to save the message I just put on Facebook.
Well, yeah, just scroll back. Go back to where you find that. Scroll
right
it up. All right, well, yeah, just hold down on it, and it'll give you that same option again.
Yep. But I don't
want to
get out of here.
Well, you don't have to. Just swipe up a little bit and then go to Facebook. Because I'm still on. I have, something that's off in my ears there. It's the map telling me don't go the wrong way. All right, well, good morning, guys. I want us to learn this. This is going to seem a little uncomfortable today, but it's all right. You got to learn something new to be effective, and we're learning new, and we are effective. So join with me. I would, if you have connected on the link to listen through your phone by the internet, I would like it if you'd copy that phone number down and dial in, because if you would do that and dial in, then it makes us much more effective at understanding this process. Should they shut the internet down and leave our cell phones up, we can still all communicate with no interruptions right here with just the phone calls. Should the internet go out? Oh, look at the beautiful geese. There's geese. There's some white ones. What's that, swans? Oh, probably snow geese. Beautiful Lake Superior off to the left. What's the name of this town? Ashland. We are now in Ashland, Michigan. Wow, that water looks like it is higher than we are. And I think you can actually sign in on your phone the same way as I did. And you could do all the same right from your phone, too. This is a beautiful little city right on Lake Superior. Got a big, beautiful, wide open bay. I would imagine that the ice fishing in this city is out of this world. Probably catch pike as big as your dog. Yeah, that's not very spiritual, I know, but just learning how to float and we get people here with us. So I started out talking today about Happy Thanksgiving and Be the Peace. Until you find the right app. Are we there? Got anybody with us? Brother Dan's with us. I don't know if you can talk, Brother Dan, but you're welcome to. Are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Can you hear me? Hot dog, hallelujah. I can hear you loud and clear, man.
I can hear. I'm good.
All right.
Good morning, Dan.
Good morning.
How can
glad
you
hear you guys are moving right along?
Yeah, we're keeping going, but we just don't have an hour to stop or even a half an hour to stop on this trip. So, how long have you been on?
Probably a minute and a half after she notified us that we were going to go this way.
Okay. Okay. Did you have any trouble opening up?
No, not at all. Just hit the number and it came right, popped right in there.
Well, that's a good sign.
Yes, it is.
When it kicked on, man, I got to hear that opening music we got on there. And it's like, wow, it's like meeting an old friend you haven't seen in a while. Haven't been on Blog Talk Radio probably since we were in the park. Because you couldn't do all three of them together. But I think, like you said last night, this is probably the more effective way when we have poor signal to do the program anyways.
Right. Clear message. Yeah. Just a little different. Yeah. That's fine. Yeah. I enjoyed last
fine.
Night, though.
Yeah? Tell me what
there.
Part of it.
Well, you was there in the truck stop, and, you know, I just know how it is. And that was good. And the attitude, the spirit, and everything was good. And I liked it. Good way to be.
Yeah, and the people. Well, and you know how truck stops are. The servers are the best people in the world. They're just beautiful ladies that are making a good living and taking care of their family, and they're just good folk in there. I know every now and then you find a truck stop that's a hole, but you don't go back to them usually.
Yeah. You all good.
You should say, no, we'll stay away from that one. So, anyways, well, we haven't talked in a while, and you and I, Dan, we don't even have to worry about whether our hair's messed up this morning.
That's right.
So all the stuff you wanted to talk about, but you couldn't talk text while you're going down the road, here's your opportunity. Shoot, man, you might as well say it right out loud.
Oh, I'm good.
You're good.
I'm good.
Anyway, no pressure, though.
I was going to say, there's that spot. Well, I hadn't thought of anything.
It's that same spot that look that Leanne gets on her face, like, go ahead and talk. About what? About what? Why'd you just do that to me? It's like that time Keith Moore said he was at a Kenneth Hagin meeting, and he said, I was just glad to be in the back door, sitting in the back seat. Brother Hagin said, and this morning, Brother Keith Moore will bring the message. He's like, oh, my Lord, what am I going to say now?
Yeah, that'd be a stretch for some of us anymore.
Well, you know, the thing that you see happen is that as you step up and say, well, okay, use me, Lord, the Holy Spirit fills our mouths with the words to say. And for anybody that's listening, I would recommend that you go to YouTube and that you search up for some series of messages called The Total Man. Now, I've been teaching about spirit, soul, and body from my understanding. I always give everybody everything I got. But I think there's 39 sessions, and it's in a playlist. And
wow.
They're like his TV program, like 26 minutes long. And so throughout the night, I just let it go. I think I'm on number 14 because I just kept stopping it back. And it's a couple of them I've listened to two or three times. And he recorded that series of messages in like 1992 or somewhere back in there. And the amount of revelation that I don't even know how to effectively give is just amazing. It's just amazing. And you can hear on the teaching that he was just learning it himself right then.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that
good.
I caught, yeah, one of the things I caught that he said, and I don't even know which one of them it was, but in one of the programs, he said, I want to encourage you, something to the effect, I want to encourage you, stay a student, open up your Bible and say, God Almighty, show up today. Teach me something. And he said, he wrote a book called The Total Man. And if you're someone that reads books, this is a great one to get. But don't just get it so you can read it and say, there, I read it. Because you don't. This isn't about reading. He said he has rewritten this manual 10 times on a typewriter before he produced it.
Well,
now, my brother, that ought to give you and me a little more courage about to say, well, that didn't make much sense, but thank you, Lord, for the new revelation. Hey, we got somebody else with us here. Hang on. We'll bring them on with us. 616. Let's see who this is. I better not say their number out loud.
No.
Audrey. What if you said the four last numbers?
Hey, good afternoon, caller. Where are you calling from?
I am in Ypsilanti, Michigan right now.
Who's this?
Audrey.
Audrey Van
Audrey.
Gessel?
Yes.
Oh, how cool.
Hi, Audrey. You're on
this
with Brother
cool.
Dan and I.
Good to hear
hey.
Your voice.
It's nice to hear yours too, Dan. I read a lot of what you say. You are blessed, like your brother.
He's my older
so,
brother.
And your older brother? Wait, who's older?
No.
He's giving me a hard time. That's all right.
Oh.
We're actually cousins.
Oh, you're cousins? I thought you were brothers.
Yeah. No, that's okay.
That's well, you are brothers in Christ.
We are. That's what matters
yeah.
most. Yeah.
That's right. This is cool. So now I have this number, and if I want to say something, I don't have to try to type it in.
Just so you know, preacher, I got something to say.
Yep.
That's cool.
That's good.
That's really
awesome.
Cool.
But I
so
put it on
happening?
You. The direction. So
yeah.
Who is this man you're talking about? Because I just got on. The one you're listening to during the night.
Lester Sumrall.
Doesn't he do classes on TV too yet?
Yeah, I'm sure he
Bible
does.
Bible study classes?
Because yeah.
I watch those. He's so good.
Sam?
Yeah, go ahead.
Can you put the link into family or something?
Yeah. Thank you. That's a great
yeah.
idea, Dan.
That'd probably be a good idea because I'm sure a lot of us would be interested in getting into that.
Well,
yep.
you know,
I'm going to mute you now so I can just listen.
Okay. And listen, Audrey, I want you to try this while you're still on with me, okay?
Okay.
Click the one button.
You mean push number one?
Yep.
I just did.
All right, hang on just
okay,
a second.
Well,
what
right.
that does is that notifies the host that you had a question, or, you know, in our situation, that lets us know you got a prayer request, a question, you got a comment you want to make or something. That didn't
okay.
work. Dan, did you hear what they said when you joined? Does it still say click one?
No, it just sent me right on here. If I remember right, I could hang up and try
again.
Oh,
well, you probably can't do it if you're already talking to me. So hang on just a second, Audrey. Hang on.
Okay.
All right, so click one again, Audrey. We're just learning. Anybody that's listening... Yes, this is a prayer program, but we're learning a new platform here. Huh. I wonder if they took that away. Click the one button again, Audrey. Maybe I'm looking in the wrong spot. There you go. All right, so... If you click the one button once, then on my end, a hand shows up. And now you're back live again, Audrey.
Yeah, I'm muted it.
All right. Now I'm going to mute you on my end. Click the one button again. And then the hand will go down. Thanks for calling in, Audrey. There you go. Okay, well, so Brother Dan and I are still on. It's, you know, Dan, it's actually good to have a co-host, even though you haven't said a lot.
I'm glad you feel that support.
Even though when I said, go ahead, you can just preach or something, you're like, I'm good. That's okay. It's just good to have somebody else there. What's interesting about it is it gives us so much more ability, if there's actually an interruption, to just play tag team here and say, hey, brother, take it. Because I know you got verses and stuff on the inside that you think in here, and it makes such a more meaningful program. Are you following it on Facebook at all? No, all right. So how are you hearing? You can hear through the earbud?
Yeah, well, just once in a while. I heard Dan when he came on, but I really don't hear anything else. So.
Are you connected with your phone?
No.
Okay. All right.
No, let me get connected, though, now that you're...
All right. We're just learning. And we're doing a good job. So these earbuds come through with a good sound, Dan?
Yes, they do. You sound very good.
You do, too. You have your headset on?
No. I was talking to you on speakerphone. Yeah.
Pretty good speakerphone. I don't know. Can I pass these guys? Looks like it. Go, boys. Go. Here we go. Come on, little scoot. Let's go. No sense of sitting here poking around. Yeah, that's more like it. You know, it's not a fun situation when you got to sit behind the tailgate of a Ford. I'm not sure what that verse is, but... So, we're learning how this works. I think I see something that just happened here. All right, so now it looks like Audrey put her hand back up. I got to figure out how to get that hand off there. Are you back with us, Audrey?
Yes, I am. I'm listening to Dan. He told me to unmute it.
Oh, okay.
I'm at my daughter's, and my granddaughter just came out. Hey, Soraya, say hi.
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 Yeah,
what's your name, honey?
Soraya.
Soraya.
All right. That's awesome.
Glad you're with us.
You're talking to the whole world right now.
You're talking to the whole world. You're talking to all of our friends that are in China and Europe and all over. Now, Audrey, click the one button one more time. I think what I'm experiencing here is there's a lag in this. Somehow I got to figure out how to get that off so that as you guys are talking, I know that you've now raised your hand again. You know, does that make sense?
Yeah.
Let me try it like that. Huh. Interesting. There you go. And it went off. All right. That's good. So... let's talk about being the peace. So, Brother Dan, if you would, while I'm driving down the road, look up the verse that says, Oh, are you driving?
No, I'm not driving. I'm still sitting in a motel.
That's what I was thinking. I presumed that. I didn't assume it. I presumed it, so I'm not sure. I speculated there. That's better. It's the verses in Philippians chapter 4, and it's like 2 through 9 where it talks about the peace of God that passes all understanding, and then whatsoever things are holy. Look that up and read that for us. And we'll get into this word for a little bit here while we're going. I better set my cruise control because I can see right now this thing. I'll get talking and I'll be going 95 miles an hour, and then there'll be a man saying, "Hey, I'd like to talk to you for a minute." So,
4:7. Go ahead.
No, that's right. Go ahead and read it if you can. Get that whole context there, because he said the peace of God will rule your heart and mind. And then he goes into the other one. Go ahead. I'll let you read it.
Oh, hang on. I got to get there first.
Okay.
I'm on my phone. You know where that was.
I think we're going to get feedback off of that if that's playing.
Might as well start at verse 5.
There we go.
Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your heart and mind through Christ Jesus.
All right, so we flipped the Bluetooth on, and I didn't hear the first verse you read. Read it again.
And let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your heart and mind through Christ Jesus.
Wow. See, all of a sudden, when we take that verse and then do what it actually says, and that is, let your moderation be known to all men, that means we can go to all of our Thanksgiving events and not go off the end of the charts on one of our family members because of politics or COVID or religion or any other subject. And our moderation will be seen by all men. And by us doing that ourselves, we'll be the peace. Can I get an amen from anybody?
Yeah.
You can't hear? Because you and I have got to be the peace. We've got to be the peace. It was another one of those statements Dr. Summerall made last night. And that was, you and I are walking examples and entities of peace everywhere we go. When we walk in the door, we should bring peace with us. It should just automatically walk in the door when we walk in the door. Now, we have a choice at that point, whether or not we're going to maintain peace or whether we're going to get into that discussion, that argument, that family feud, whatever it is. But, you know, if we'll let our moderation be known to all men, we'll be at peace. And then what's the next verse after that one? Is that the one that says by prayer and supplication?
Yes. Yeah, I reread
that. Yeah.
Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God.
Wow. Wow. I don't know I'm sure I've said it other years, but the holiday season is the worst season. Thanksgiving and Christmas are the worst holiday seasons of the year for some families, because they don't know how to get along. And things have gone so wrong so many times that word that's in that verse says, be anxious for nothing. That word anxious is filled with the word fear. And literally you can break it down and it means anxiety with fear. And people start thinking about going for Thanksgiving dinner, Thanksgiving whatever, Christmas, and they begin to replay and play and replay all of the bad things that's gone on to them with their family, with their friends, whoever. And that anxiousness builds in their life, and that because it's bound with fear and it's filled with fear, then of course fear destroys faith. I think it's interesting how Paul says that with let your request be made known to God. Let your request be made known to God with all prayer and supplication. I got two verses mixed up. Read it again. It's been a while since I broadcast while I'm driving down the road.
That's all right. I'm getting there.
Yeah.
Well, I touched something. Yeah, I touched something. You know how that works. The book of man,
yep,
now change books on me. Change books on me.
It's all right. Once you get it, just go ahead and start. Remember, we got a lag here. So if I ask you to say something, Dan, and you just start talking, I'll just stop. That's just how that works.
Okay. You want me to go through be anxious for nothing?
Yeah. Yep.
But in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, you can explain that somewhat. Let your request be made known to God.
By prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Every one of us should be praying for our relatives and our families right now. This is the time of year when family feuds and family frustrations can be put to rest finally forever by someone standing up and being a mature person like you and I know how to be. And yet, Paul very specifically says, come to God with this. Come to God with your request. Let it be made known. And then once it's there, now we've got to go into the rest of these verses, because this is where the peace of God. Now pick up there with supplication and read that again, Dan. Please, please.
But in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Can I ask a question here?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So we're supposed to be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Thing that comes to me because if you're anxious, you've got something within you that's bothering you.
Right.
So if a person's anxious, and I think you gave a good example, I think it was last night, but you said, I can't sleep, I gotta deal with something.
Yeah.
So you deal with it and you let it be known unto God. God, what is it? Where am I unrest at this? Is it physical? Is it my spirit? Is it my soul? My mind, will, and emotions? What needs to be dealt with there? I think that's a very good example of that. But anyways, that's what I got out of that. So that was something I know you could preach that whole verse there probably for an hour or two. That's just the way I see that when it comes, because to read it sometimes is not very understood.
Right.
You know what I mean? As far as practical side, but when we look at it, as you was giving the example yesterday, I think it has more of a practical side to go down through there on that. Okay,
yeah.
I'll keep going. And the peace
go
of
ahead.
God.
Yeah, keep going.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds. Well, there you go. Through Christ Jesus.
Say it. You got the, there you go. Say it.
Well, it just confirmed what I was not looking down into that. It just confirmed what God was saying up there. And what you were saying previously last night. And that's it. You got to deal with it. You know, all is it my mind or, you know, my heart? What's going on here, Lord? I want to be on the right side. I want to be strong. I want to be at peace. I want to bring your peace in. Give me my peace of God. But, yeah.
And you know,
so everybody knows the words of him.
Right. Right. And how many times have we felt condemned because of what was going on inside of our spirit? Like, oh no, what did I do wrong now? And it didn't have anything to do with that. God was actually giving you an understanding, a revelation of, something else is going on. Here you go. Push this button. Push that one right there and see if it'll make it connect. God was actually giving us a revelation, painting us a picture of something that was going on. One time I heard a message by a great man of God, and he said that he was praying in the Spirit, I don't know, for an hour. And when he got finished, he saw a white van flip over on a road and the person in it get injured. And he's like, well, that's kind of weird. I wonder what that's all about. Well, then the next time he was in a church, in his church preaching as a pastor, the Holy Spirit said to him, call that out. Is there anybody here in this service who was in a white van and you had a rollover and you incurred an injury from that process? Now, you think about that. What are the chances that that would be the case in a church? I mean, even if you had 2, 3, 4, 5,000 people, what's the chance that a person in a white van had a rollover, received an injury? But in that service, Dan, there was 5 men who that was the exact situation.
Wow.
And all 5 of them were healed instantly. Now, how is that for a good morning, Jesus? Hallelujah. Thank you. Glory be to God.
Yeah.
And too often, we let that anxiousness be about us and condemnation come on us. Condemnation is of the devil. Every time, God will never condemn you. God convicts a Christian. The difference between condemnation and conviction, condemnation belittles you. It breaks you down. Conviction comes to encourage you, to strengthen you, to teach you, to instruct you, to motivate you. Even if you're wrong when you're convicted, it doesn't condemn you. It causes you to reach for growth. Conviction does. Condemnation will always be of the devil. That's why you and I should never condemn a person. You guys have heard me say it for years. You've heard me say it for the last year and a half. When somebody speaks a word against you, don't condemn the person, condemn the words.
Right.
Because in condemning the words, you stop that process from going on in your life. It sets you free, and now you can intercede for that person. Because you're not condemning. Because condemnation comes from the enemy. So the verse we're on is, you know, with prayer and supplication, let your request be made known to God. And then what we're learning is now divided up. Like Brother Dan was saying just a minute ago, he reminded me of last night. Now let's figure out where this is at. Is this in my spirit? Is this in my soul? Or is this in my body? Now, if it's your body, take authority over it. Say, body, it is time to go to sleep. No more pain. No more confusion. Fear is actually in your soulish realm because you have some kind of a caution or an anxiety that something's going to happen to you. That's in your soulish realm. And your spirit, man, is in tune with Almighty God. Can you go to another verse, Dan?
Yeah, we're two.
1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 10. Are you connected?
Okay. Let me just read it.
Yeah, let's see if I got the right verse.
Talking about forgiveness.
1 Corinthians 2:10?
No. I went to 2.
All right. That's probably a good verse.
I'll get over here.
I hope everybody's enjoying this because I know I am. And Dan's just, he's ready to get up and dance all over the hotel room. Well, maybe.
God revealing things to us through the Spirit?
Yeah.
Okay. read that verse then?
Yeah.
But God has revealed them to us through his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things. Yes, the deep things of God.
All right, and the next one.
For what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God.
Which is in him. So, what we see in that, here you go. Let's do this real quick. Let me have that. Hang on just a second.
Don't worry about it.
If you want to preach
keep
on that, you
verse
can,
12. I keep reading. Verse 12 says, now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit who is from God,
mm-hmm.
that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. That finishes that.
Keep
up.
Right on. Yeah, just keep right
well,
on going.
These things are all, these things we also speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man does not receive this, I'll start over on verse 14. But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. Aren't we special?
Come on. That's exactly what
yeah.
that means. Hey, we're in
yeah.
Michigan. That's exactly what that means. And when you look at all those verses together, the Spirit, I think it's verse 11 said it, what man knows the things of a man except his spirit? And then who knows the things of God except the Spirit of God? And then it says, whatever verse it is, you have not received the spirit of this world, the spirit which is from God. So that means God's spirit is in there searching. And when you're filled with the spirit, his spirit is now searching and your spirit is searching in the Holy Spirit. And in this context of what we're talking about right now, whatever that situation is that's going on the inside of you that's causing you not to have peace and be able to sleep, the Holy Spirit of God is searching on the inside to find those things and help you know what it is and then help you deal with it so you can get the rest that you need, put it in the hands of God, and then read that next verse. And wait, it's not the next verse. Well, yeah, it is. It's 16. Read verse 16.
For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. I'll read that again. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ.
You might even want to read it again. That's a good verse. Because here's the thing. I don't want to use just my brainular thinking. It's like you said, aren't we special? We are special. We have a special place in God. He's promised that he'll take all those anxieties and all that fear, but we got to come to him. We got to come to him in faith knowing that his spirit has the ability to communicate with our spirit, and we will know and understand the things of God.
Amen.
We have to come to that understanding and that knowledge, and it's actually the revelation of it. Matter of fact, Brother Summerall, on this last message I was just studying, said, you need to get in your study. Of course, you know, he's a preacher with a study. You need to get in your study and say some of these verses out loud 25 times. And then he said, because that's what I had to do. You know, you and I look at ourselves and say, well, yeah, that's what I have to do. I can't seem to get this. But Brother Summerall says, that's what I had to do. Now that's a very interesting thought. Because too many times we say, well, I'm just not getting this like these other great men have got it. You got to remember, there was a day in their life they didn't get it either. And he actually made a statement. I really want to encourage people with this, with these words today. He actually made a statement that he had traveled the world. The first time he taught this was in 72. So that meant he had been traveling for, he was in the war. He was in England when World War II started. So what was that, 41, 42? So he was in England then. He wrote this in 72. And he said, I've traveled all over the world and asked the greatest men of God of every organization, what does this mean that our spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless? So he said, you know, he put some kind of words like that to it. And he said, they didn't know. And to think that Dr. Summerall is probably the man that broke this revelation open like you and I know it now, all over the world. He's probably the man that is credited for it in heaven, because once he got this revelation, he taught it everywhere. He said, on that video, he said that this teaching was now in 450 Bible college classes at the time of when he made that broadcast. The reason I'm saying this to everybody is I don't want you to worship Dr. Summerall. I don't want you to give God's glory to a man. I want you and I to realize in these verses that we're doing today, stop being anxious about anything, especially your spiritual growth. You and I, we don't strive for peace. We are peace. We don't strive for righteousness. We have been made the righteousness of God. We don't have to earn it. It was given to us. And this set of verses that Dan's been helping me read here this morning are so appropriate for this time right now, when you're going to your family members or somebody's place. Who knows? Not everybody has a messed up family, but there are some people that have a very messed up family. And here is a very, very, very good understanding for you and a revelation of how to deal with this effectively so that you're not discouraged. Now, Dan, let's go back to Philippians chapter 4, and we'll read that verse again. Whatsoever things are holy and pure and all that. Let's read that, and then we'll be done with this, and we'll pray. Because here's the revelation, guys. you and I have living in us the very spirit of truth. The very spirit of truth is living on the inside of us. Philippians chapter 4, is it 8 and 9, I think?
Yeah.
Or 9. Go ahead, read it when you get it. Thank you.
Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue, and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. The things which you learn and receive and heard and saw in me, these do, and the God of peace be with you.
Wow.
Amen.
I think it's so good, Dan. Read it again.
Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. The things which you learn and receive and heard and thought in me, these do. And the God of peace will be with you.
Wow. Wow. Can chew on that one all afternoon, can't you?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I'm just having an epiphany, a glory moment here myself. So if you got something you need to say, brother, just say it. Wow.
Well, like so many times, and like he said, be an imitator of God. The things which we've seen, that we've received, those do. And the God of peace will be with you.
Wow. And everywhere we go, we'll take that peace with us. And we will be the peace. We won't earn it. We won't strive for it. We will be the peace. We'll walk in the house and peace will come with us. We'll walk into the store and peace will come with us. And some people have lived in strife so much their life, they don't know how to live without it. Some people have lived in battle so much throughout their life, they actually don't know how to live in peace. And it feels weird to not have a battle going on. But I guarantee you, you don't want to live. You don't want to live in continual confusion and continual frustration. You just don't want to live there. When God offers peace, the peace of God will pass all understanding, will rule your heart and your mind in Jesus' mighty name. Well, let's pray. Father, you got anything else to say, Dan, before we pray?
No.
Go ahead if you got something,
man. I'm good.
This is helping me slow down, like Leanne's always telling me. Slow down. Let them turn their pages. Wait, they just fumbled the app, and they were two thumbs and a finger, and look at it now. Slow down. All right, I got it. Let's pray. Father?
I do.
Go ahead.
I do think when we pray, we got to, within myself, let's ask God for proof in each and every one of our lives that in this time we can see this happen, because it is written. We do obtain it. Let me see it happen. But anyways, go ahead.
No, say that again. I want you to reiterate that. That's very good.
Well, I think during this time, because we are getting in with family, one thing and another, but it's more than that. It's big. It's God. And we all want to see God work through our lives, anybody that's here, because it's obvious that we seek after what God wants, and this is what he wants. But let's pray that there be proof that we can see that would be beyond question of God working in our lives, because we did bring the peace of God with us.
Amen. Amen. That's really good. That's really good, because that's that Acts chapter 1, verse 3 verse that we use all on a regular basis, that we would see an infallible proof with our very own eyes and be the peace. And it would actually manifest that way. And you know, of course, I'm saying this to encourage people who may be feeling anxious about going and being with their family, but let's take it bigger than the family. Look at our whole nation. If there was ever a time for the peacemakers to show up, blessed are the peacemakers, that time is right now. COVID is dividing. Vaccine mandate is dividing. And, of course, the Democrats and the Republicans are completely divided. And as they said in at the Civil War time, united we stand, divided we fall. And then they united together in peace, and we didn't fall. We stood. And that's a really good word. Father, in Jesus' name, right now, revelation of your peace. Of your peace. Some people, well, that's the verse Brother Dan keeps saying. Hope maketh not ashamed. Hope makes not ashamed. And we have hope in faith. And we ask you for this peace. Father, I pray over every one of our brothers and sisters, wherever they may be, right now, today, wherever they're going, you know, like Audrey, she's in Ypsilanti with family. We're getting ready to be in West Branch with family and then down in Tennessee. Brother Dan, he's going to have the whole family of the world with him, wherever he's going to be. But the point is, Father, wherever we go, help us to not just be the peace in our family, but to be the peace in our nation. Amen. And to be the peace of God that passes all understanding, to be that peace, that it would just automatically flow from us because we stop all of the anxiousness. We resist and we refuse the anxiousness. And you fill our lives with peace. And we thank you for it, Jesus. I bless all. No. In the name of Jesus.
We're losing you.